It's an iconic television show which helped generations of people over more than half a century learn about nature.
Welcome to Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Marlon Perkins and Jim Fowler were household names. A Santa Barbara County woman who shares that passion for nature was the first female host in the show's history.
I love animals, and if you were to force me to pick one, I would still give you 8.
Stephanie Arney has loved animals as long as she can remember.
When I was a child, I found myself going outside a lot. I didn't really play dolls or anything inside. I just found myself hanging out in the creek, looking for frogs and lizards. I would look at how the bird and the worm and the bug and the leaves and the creek and the snake, and I just looked at the food web and how everything's connected.
We caught up with the animal advocate at the Santa Barbara Zoo. She says watching TV shows about animals while growing up in South Dakota inspired her.
When I was younger, I remember watching a lot of animal programs like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom and Marty Stauffer's Wild America, and then of course we remember Steve Irwin and Jeff Corwin, and watching these men go travel the world and show people how everything was connected, and I just remember seeing that being like, yes, I get that. I want to do this. But they all were men.
Arnie says by the time she was in college in South Dakota, she was studying for a traditional career in psychology. But a trip revived her dream of somehow working with animals.
I found this amazing opportunity when I was a senior in college to go to Africa. And I finally got to be like those guys in the animal show. I went through the villages and I went on safari and I got to meet the rangers protecting the animals. And I thought to myself, it doesn't matter that I'm a girl. I can do this. I get this. It makes sense to me.
So she decided that she wanted to learn everything she could about animals.
I started out as an intern at Henner Durley Zoo and Aquarium in Omaha, Nebraska. And then I spent the rest of my 20s bouncing around from that zoo to Key West, Florida, to Japan. Popped over to Thailand, worked in Hawaii, worked in Australia, New Zealand, Borneo, Papua New Guinea. I was so thirsty. After I gained all that knowledge, I realized I need to tell these stories somehow. Well, at that point, YouTube was just starting to pick up, so I started working with some incredible producers in Hawaii to create a local TV show.
It led to Arnie's dream job. In 2013, Mutual of Omaha decided to revive its iconic show for its 50th anniversary with new webisodes. They held a nationwide contest to find a host, and Arnie won.
I think the fact that I was able to work with many different species all over the world, I was working with scientists and CEOs and some of the top researchers in the ocean, but then I'd also get to speak with the farmers and the local fishermen and really gain all those perspectives. Doing that work and listening as much as I did, as well as being okay in front of a camera, putting that all in one big package, I think obviously really did help me out a lot.
It was a dream come true, hosting the show for 5 seasons.
I am a voice for the voiceless. A lot of animal advocates like to say that.
Arnie believes that getting people interested and excited about animals is critical.
We're losing several endangered species every single day, down to very microscopic beings as well. There's 8 billion people on this planet that are all sharing the same resources as the wildlife around us. And it's become very competitive.
Production on the web version of Wild Kingdom ended after 5 seasons, and now Arnie is one of the faces of a new online nature and science streaming service.
I was brought on as the new wildlife and conservation ambassador for CuriosityStream. This platform is fun. It is so much fun, and it really gets your brain noodles going. I always feel like every time I'm watching a documentary on CuriosityStream.com, I'm learning something new. They have short series, short clips, all the way up to full-on documentaries with David Attenborough.
She and her husband are also wrapping up production of a new documentary about some endangered penguins. Arnie says while some researchers are helping struggling species around the world through their studies, she feels her contribution is sharing the stories of these creatures with the public. In Santa Barbara, Lance Sirwasco, KCLU News.